Thank you, Janelle. Good afternoon again. And don't forget to say Happy Mother's Day to the mothers today. Happy Mother's Day. And us that we're far away, let's not forget to call our mothers at home. Yeah. Well, you can pray for the members that have lost their mothers then, or they've gone to heaven. Then we have a prayer for them. Yeah, praise the Lord. This morning was morning service. We had Grace to testify for us in the morning service. It was great to hear the story of Beatrice. So, and I think we all have stories of our mothers. So I had a grandmother that prayed for all the family. My grandmother raised me, and she was very devoted to prayer for all the members of the family. She was Catholic. But she said, it doesn't matter whether you're Catholic or Protestant. She was born and raised Catholic, so. But the family was Protestants, and so she had a wall in her room full of saints for each member of the family. And she will go around praying for everyone in the family. And I was raised by her, and she used to take me to church many times. So that's a... like Grace says, not a superwoman, but he did a super job in testifying to me and to all the family with her faith. And I'm sure you have someone that testified to you. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. So let's praise the Lord with our testimonies of what the Lord is doing in our lives. And not just now, but before. I just gave my testimony for many, many years ago. That's my grandmother. And when she used to take me to church, I used to hear this sermon. And I was like, why is he talking to me? Why is the preacher talking to me? And why does he know what's going on in my life? It was strange. And I wanted to just get out of there because I thought they were talking to me. So that's a great testimony. So please let us know how the Lord talked to you in the past, or what you wanted the Lord to guide you in this time on your life. Thank you. Please take time and come and testify.
Good afternoon. Want to give honor to God and thank Him for two mothers in my family. My mom, who we did a FaceTime this morning, and she went to the Mother's Day service on a Saturday night at her church. And then the super mom in my life is my wife. Yeah, super mom. We wanted to go to the Japanese service this morning to just be with our church family, but super mom was super tired, and she had a good nap this morning, so yeah, it's okay. So I just want to thank God for her. She's healthy, she's doing good, and the babies are growing very well. The boy is 7 kilograms, is that right? Nahon? 8 kilograms, and the girl is 7 kilograms, so... They're growing healthy, they're fat, and they're happy. So praise the Lord. Amen.
Before I preach, I just want to praise God for Mrs. Swallow. Amen. It's been 40 years since we got married today. Today is our 40th wedding anniversary. She is one patient woman. That's all. Thank God for her patience. Amen. That's it. If I say too much, I'm going to be in trouble.
Hello. Okay. I'll just have this one. So I would like to say thank you for everyone who prayed for me. I finished the exam yesterday. Praise God, I wasn't able to skip a number, so I finished everything about 30 minutes before the time was over. So it is really a miracle. Thank you so much for praying for me. I felt so inadequate at that time, and you know, I have shared to some of you through Facebook about my situation. But really, God is really amazing. Not only my family in this church are praying for me, were praying for me at that time, but also some of my friends back in the Philippines, they're also praying for me. And everyone is so excited on how I will be performing in the exam. And I was so happy to announce to them that I finally did. And of course, I don't know if it's really the perfect answers, but I did my best. So please continue to pray for me that those who are going to check it will just agree to what I have written. Of course, they have their own ideas, but that was all that I can give at that time. So thank you so much for praying. Yeah, and please continue to pray for my son's travel. They will be traveling tomorrow. Tomorrow is 14th, right? 14th. Or 15th, so they will be traveling from Mindanao to Visayas, so to attend for the university enrollment. So please continue to pray. Thank you so much.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace, and. today is Mother's Day, and I thank God for my mom, for what she did for us and my brothers. I testified today in the Japanese service that she really helped us to know God, and all I remember is the verses she used to teach us, because she was very committed to teach us the Word of God. She would read the Bible every evening. I mentioned today that I was listening to the funeral service of Billy Graham, and one of his daughters said this: our mom will read the Bible and pray, but our dad will read the Bible and comment and ask questions and discuss and pray. So my mom was the Billy Graham type. She will read the Bible and she will ask you a question. She will hold a discussion. She will correct you, and then she will pray. And she really left a good impact in my life and all my brothers' lives. And I talk about my mother a lot because I grew up in a polygamous family. And being the first wife means she was the neglected one. Husbands usually favor the younger wives. So my father spent probably 70 or 80% of his time with our stepmother. So we grew up basically all the time with our mom. She's the one who paid our school fees. She's the one who was guiding and counseling us and following up on everything, visiting us in our schools. Because in Kenya, once you finish primary school, we usually go to boarding schools from high school. So you separate from parents, and they can only come to visit you there once in a semester. So she's the one who was responsible to see each one of us and just encourage us to grow in the ways of God. And her work bear fruit, because all of us are serving God. Two of my brothers are serving as pastors in the churches. We are actually all of us living in different parts of the country, and I am outside alone. But wherever somebody is, they're either serving on the praise and worship team or preaching or discipleship ministry or something, all because of our mother. So I really thank God for my mother. And I want to make a prayer request. First, I'm happy to see my friend Yuko. Many of you know her, and it's a surprise to me today she came. Because for those of you who don't know, Yuko is my first Japanese friend in Hiroshima I met. And it's amazing because this week was like our anniversary with her, because the day I met her, maybe Joyce was 1 year old, I think. We just left our hoikuen and we found her outside the hoikuen, and she was thinking about taking Yuzu to hoikuen. And she was wondering whether I took Joyce there because there is English. So I told her there is no English in this hoikuen, but Joyce attends it. And that's how we became friends, because she wanted Yuzu to know English, and she thought Yuzu could attend that hoikuen, but she found another English hoikuen. But still our friendship lingered on. So this week, they were passing by the school gate, and it just happened that's the time I'm picking Joyce, and Joyce is seeing them and waving the hand to them outside the gate. I'm wondering, who is this Joyce is saying hi to? So I go outside the gate, and I found the two of them again. You know, this is like 4 years down the line, probably, and it's really a blessing to meet again the same place where we met, and it was just a coincidence, but she's so anti-Japanese because she's just different, you know. That time, Yuzu insists, I ask them, can we go to the park or to my house? And Yuzu insists, to your house. So we go to our house and we have a beautiful time. It was maybe Wednesday or Thursday, and we have a beautiful time together. And the children are also happy to meet after a long time, and I bless the Lord for her. Let's continue praying for her salvation. And today, I didn't expect she will come, because yesterday, again, by coincidence, we go to eat in McDonald's, and she comes there with her husband, and Joyce is the first one again to see them. I see somebody like you, Yuzu's mom, somewhere. So we go to them and we say hi to them with her husband and her daughter, and there's again that excitement. So at that time, I ask her if she will come to church. She said no, because she's supposed to work today, but she had a back pain, and that back pain has made her to be here today by God's miracle. So let's pray for her healing, for the back pain which she has. And also let us continue to pray for her salvation, because she loves church people and she loves church, but she hasn't made the step to receive Jesus Christ. So let's pray for her. Her name is Yuko and her daughter is Yuzu. Then one more prayer request. Rachel, you know Rachel, she used to be a student at Hiroshima University where I work. And being two Christians on the campus, we had some time to meet and pray and sing with her. But suddenly she graduated and she has to go back to Malaysia. Then I begin to trust God to bring another student or just anybody who loves God. And it's been many months. Rachel left in October or end of September. But she came 2 months ago and we were again able to meet on campus. You know, by God's miracle, she came for a conference, but we were able to meet on campus and pray with her. And we trusted God to bring somebody else whom I can pray together with. And there is a Japanese lady I met here in the church. Her name is Akiho-san. She's a medical student now in her fourth year. And she accepted that we can pray on campus with her, and we can have a Bible study with her. And so I want you to pray for her, because she's not yet baptized, but she loves God. This is why I think she loves God. You know, there are so many students on campus, you know, so many medical students, and it's very crowded. And Akiho-san, being a medical student, she's very busy. She doesn't have time. So she's chosen one of her lunchtime to be used for Bible study on Mondays and Tuesdays. And she just has a few minutes from 12 to 12:50. So within this time, she has to have her lunch, have Bible study with me, and go back to her next lesson. And I really see that she really has a love for God, because there is no place to meet with her. So we meet where people are having lunch, and you know, there are so many students, and I just admire how she's not embarrassed or ashamed, because we are singing a hymn, and there are people around having lunch, and she doesn't care what they think, and she usually carry her Bible. I use my phone, but she carry her Bible literally to come to meet with me. And we began reading the book of John, and so far it's so good. The time is very short, because basically we just have 25 minutes, because she has to have lunch and other things, and we just thank God. So please pray for her. She was to come today, but she sent me a message that she's having fever. We met last week, but she had a mask because she was not feeling well, and today morning she sent me a message that I want to go to church, but I have fever, I cannot go. So please remember her in your prayers. Her name is Kurosaki Akiho-san, that God will continue to work in her life, and that she can make the step of accepting to be baptized and to receive Jesus Christ, and that the Bible study that we have can help her to grow. And more importantly, we would like more people in the campus to join us. You know, Hiroshima University is joined to Hiroshima Daigaku Byouin, University Hospital. So thinking about Hiroshima, all the brains, the knowledgeable people in this city are in that place. Because, you know, we have the best doctors working in the referral hospital. We have the best scientists doing research in Hiroshima University. But people don't know God. So our desire is that we can have more people joining us for the Bible study, and we can just praise God on campus and sing his songs and celebrate his faithfulness. Amen? Amen. Finally, I want to sing a hymn. And I'm learning hymns. I just decided, God, help me to learn hymns, to know them. I didn't have the privilege of singing hymns when I was growing up because most of the churches in our village, you know, there are no hymn books. There are, you know, just challenges. So I've heard most of the hymns after I come to Japan, but they've really been blessing me, and I decided to learn the hymns. Like, the hymn I want us to sing today is totally a new hymn to me because I never heard it. I began to hear it when I came to Japan. And the reason why I chose this hymn is because last week I attended the Japanese service, and I was already thinking my next hymn after I finished my fourth hymn. My fourth hymn was, Are You Washed in the Blood of Jesus? So after I finished it on Sunday, I was thinking, what's the next hymn I should do? And we sang this one in the Japanese service. So I went to look for the lyrics. I'm still learning it, but I know God will help me to learn all of it. And I want us to sing together. It just says, He leads me. So unfortunately, this song has the old English, like, leadeth me. And it reminded me of my mom, because she liked using King James English, naturally. Even when she's preaching, she will say thou and such things. So it's the old English, but I hope you can understand. Some of the words myself, I have to use a dictionary to find them. But basically, it's saying, Jesus leads me by his hand. So will you help me to sing? Of course, I just want us to recite the words, but since we can sing, let's sing it together. This one I've still not memorized, just only one verse. So, He leadeth me, oh blessed thought, oh words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whatever I do, whenever I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I will be, for by His hand He leadeth me. Sometimes mid scenes of deepest gloom, sometimes where Eden's bowers bloom, by water still, oh troubled sea, still 'tis His hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I will be, for by His hand He leadeth me. Lord, I will place my hand in Thine, nor ever murmur nor repine. Content whatever, Lord, I see, since 'tis my God that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I will be, for by His hand He leadeth me. When by thy grace the victory is won, in death's cold wave I will not flee. Since God through Jordan leadeth me, he leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. A faithful follower I will be, for by his hand he leadeth me. A faithful follower I will be, for by his hand he leadeth me. God bless you.